Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Monahan, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Monahan now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Monahan.
Come on this journey with me. Each week when you join me, we are going to chase down our goals, overcome adversity, and set you up for a better tomorrow.
Fasten your seatbelt. I'm ready for my close-up.
Hi, and welcome back. I'm so glad you're back here with me this week. Okay, so I want to share a quick story with you that I hope gives you some perspective that I'm grateful I have today. As you know, I create a lot of content, right? Especially on LinkedIn. And I love the LinkedIn platform. It's where business gets done. And I love owning my voice. And I know that anytime that you're not being vanilla, I am not vanilla, my friend. You are not vanilla either, I hope, that you're going to get haters, right? You're going to get people coming at you. And I've become very accustomed to it now. I've been doing it now for over 5 years. So when I receive nasty notes, my typical response is nothing. I ignore it. I don't even block the people anymore. I don't even care. I just, you know what? I feel bad for them. I think, oh gosh, these poor people that are this negative and have the time in their day to attack somebody else, whatever, keep it moving. You know, and I just forget about it. That's my norm. However, something happened this week that I wanted to share with you, which is different. I handled it differently. And I'm actually really grateful for the experience. It taught me a lesson. And people aren't just always blanket haters because they send us a note that we don't like. Okay? So come with me on this journey. I put a post up, which now in hindsight, I can see why it aggravated some people. When I did it, I didn't think of it that way at all, by the way. Okay? And I'll give you that context in a minute too. Okay, it's just a quote tweet card. It looks like a tweet image on Twitter. It says, "There will always be another deal, another job, or another opportunity. Desperate is so unattractive." I love, love, love that quote. That came to me from one of my favorite mentors in business. I love it. Don't come from a place of, if I don't get this, I'm screwed, because then you're not going to get it, right? You're not going to feel confident in yourself. When you come from a place of, if I don't get this deal, it wasn't meant for me. This isn't the right partnership. This isn't the right person. There's something better on the other side. You approach things from such a different energy and such a different confidence level that it becomes a gift not to get something. You're in a better mood. It shifts everything. It's super powerful. It served me so well. The only time it doesn't serve me is when I forget it and I get desperate and I get, oh, I can't believe he didn't like me, or I can't believe it didn't work out. That's when I go down the rabbit hole to no man's land and have to pull myself out. And it always inevitably takes longer and you lose time, right? And again, it happens. However, the only time that mantra doesn't serve me is when I don't use it. Okay, so that's why I felt it was important to share with people. I've shared it before, but I want to share it again, especially because anytime I've seen myself get into a rut, I need to remind everybody else about it, right? So to me, it's just powerful. Okay, I hope you understand why I posted it. Now, I'm going to share with you some feedback that I received that at first I was calling hate message and I was going to ignore, but I chose not to ignore. And again, this is not my typical, right? And I have received a number of responses that were negative. Okay, so I'm not going to say the person's name. I'm not going to say where they're from, obviously, but it was from a woman on LinkedIn. And the headline on the note on the in-mail just said, "Honest feedback." And it said, "Hello, Heather!" exclamation. So it seems, you know, it's usually people are attacking you right out of the gate. "I'm choosing to spend an in-mail token because I wanted to share something with you privately rather than a post." So first of all, right there, that's classy, right? So just attacking people publicly serves no one and makes that person look classless, in my opinion. This was really classy that this person did this. It was thoughtful. It took time. And to approach someone with criticism privately, that's the right move. Like, I'm for this person immediately. This person's got me, right? I'm not going to walk away and say hater and move on. So I like that approach. Okay, your message of desperate is so unattractive is really a bit cruel. Of course, that pissed me off when I read it because I was like, what? No, it's not. This person goes on to say, "You are a gorgeous woman," which, hold for a minute there. I understand that when people see professional images of me on social media all day long, they think that. However, I'm sitting here right now drinking coffee in sweats. My son's sick. He was up late last night, had night sweats. I'm on no sleep. My hair's in a knot. I have no makeup on, glasses, eye patches. Like, I don't feel so gorgeous, right? But I get the person's point. However, I'm also just giving you the other side of the perspective that nobody feels gorgeous and killing it 24/7. So it just, I kind of laughed when I read that. But there's perspective on either side. I get this person's perspective because they don't see me sitting here right now on my kitchen table on no sleep, not looking so beautiful. They see professional images on social media of me speaking in front of thousands of people with a beautiful dress on, right? So I'm not saying one's right or one's wrong, but they're all true. And sometimes I think it would be helpful for ourselves, myself included, that we see the other sides of perspective.
When I started podcasting, an online store was the furthest thing from my mind. Now I'm selling my group coaching on the regular, and it is just so easy, all because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soaps or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. I didn't know what I was going to do when I got fired. Launching my own business seemed so intimidating. I didn't know how to set up a website, and I really didn't need to. Shopify does it all for you, and they make it so easy. It was that breakthrough moment for me that I realized I can do this. I can go to work for myself thanks to Shopify. What I love about Shopify is you don't need to have all this technology information ready to, you don't need to know how to plan and run things. You just need to go to the platform, turn it on, and know what you're selling, and Shopify is going to help you figure out the rest. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries, including your girl right here. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Monahan, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Monahan now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Monahan. No matter what stage you're at, they're going to make it easy.
When starting out a new business, it's a complete pain to get through the LLC part. Taylor Brands makes it 90% easier. It's easy and affordable to get your LLC with Taylor Brands. Taylor Brands offers all the legal requirements for LLCs, such as registered agent, annual compliance, EIN, operating agreement, business license and permits, and much more. Taylor Brands walks you through each step of building a successful business and has everything you need all in one place. Bookkeeping, invoicing, business licenses and permits, business documents, bank accounts, and so much more. And our listeners will receive 35% off Taylor Brands LLC formation plans using this link, taylorbrands.com/confidence. That's taylorbrands.com/confidence. So get started today with Taylor Brands. Okay, so immediately referring to someone else as less than makes the self-esteem issue arise. And then who wants to be desperate? Sometimes hormones, circumstances, or even last chance interviews, or the phone is turned off, or car repoed does make the one interview a potential matter of life or death. You couple that with how many rejections job seekers get along the way, and ego gets annihilated while the bank account gets lower and lower. I know it's a simple message, but for me, it came off as a mean girl message. And you are far too successful in a leadership role to appear superficial and cruel. I hope this makes sense to you. Okay, so at first I was pissed because I was like, oh, that is not true, right? And if someone triggers you like that, they've got your button, right? Because I did not want to trigger people like that. However, I realized this person approached me with class, grace, privately, which I totally respect. And obviously it really hurt this person. So I gave myself a moment to calm down and not react, because when we react, we let other people control us. I wanted to be thoughtful about this. And I decided I was going to respond. And at first I was like, this is a hater. But then as I thought about it, not really. This isn't a hater. This is somebody who felt hurt by my message. And I think there's a big difference, right? So, oh my gosh, I'm so proud of 49-year-old me, because let me just say this, 40-year-old me would not have responded this way, right? The one beautiful thing about, well, I shouldn't say the one. There's many beautiful things about getting older. One beautiful thing about getting older is you can handle things in such a better way that the younger version of you would not have had the class or grace to handle. So give yourself a shout out today when you do that, when you see yourself handling something so much better than that younger version of you. Okay, so I wrote back. Let's see how long it took. Oh, she wrote that to me at 4, at 5:31. So I gave myself an hour and a half. I needed it. I'm sure I just went on and did some other tasks or whatever. But I wrote back, thank you so much for sharing your perspective and writing this thoughtful note. I appreciate it. I did not intend for it to come across as cruel. In fact, this lesson was a hard won lesson for me that I only learned a couple of years ago. My mentor told me I always appeared desperate, whether it was to close the big deal or to nail down the certain partnership, etc. He taught me that I was focusing more and more on the desperate and the loss, and that I would be guaranteed to lose the opportunity if I kept approaching it that way. Switching to a perspective that there will always be another deal is what attracts more business and more opportunity to us. I promise this works, and I share it to help others. I hope this can help you too in some small way. Have a great day. Okay. Then at 10:40 that night, this person wrote me back. Thank you for taking the time to write me back. Heather, I understand you. It reminds me that maybe my emotional reactions are my choice, as is my self-esteem. I do the work but need to walk the walk and not just theorize who I want to be, rather take the necessary action to get myself there. I absolutely came across as desperate these last few months. This person goes on to describe their own challenges, which are major challenges. I'm not going to get into that because I don't want to reveal who the person was. Okay, but really major hardships, right? I feel you. I hear you. And now I'm going to cut to the end. When I read that desperate is so unattractive, I reacted viscerally. I get it. It is a reflection of my own place in life to take your message personally, when in actuality, the truth hurts for a reason. It is through pain that we may grow. Then she goes on to ask if I've ever done any Tony Robbins events. This person's going to go to one of them. The irony, I can't even get into the irony right now, that I'm in talks right now with Tony Robbins' team. And it was just, I don't know, the fact that she closed with that I thought was so cool and serendipitous and full circle. And I just, I don't know. I felt so proud of this woman. Okay. So that she's doing the work, that she's putting herself out there, that she's open to the feedback. Then she goes on to say, you're someone I've looked up to for inspiration during this crazy time in my life and trying to get on course again. So for that and all you represent in successful women, I send my gratitude. I could cry. Oh my gosh. What a nice person, right? And I almost wrote it off as a hater. So I was so grateful that we had that exchange. And I love that it just reminded me, words on a piece of paper or on a social media feed are words. Until you have dialogue with people, you don't know where they're coming from. You don't know what they really think. She didn't know what I really meant by that post, and I didn't really know what she meant by her response to me initially either. I was labeling her a hater, and she was labeling me a mean girl. Thankfully, we had dialogue beyond that and saw that neither one of us were mean or haters, right? But instead, good people who want the best for ourselves, want the best for others, are doing the work and on the journey and actually can be champions for one another. So I ask you today, who in your life are you in a situation with right now that maybe words on a page halted you, allowed you to label them, and maybe it was done without perspective of the other side? Have the conversation, send the private note, have the private meeting. Don't let ill will flourish and grow, especially when there's no place for it. And this dialogue and exchange just reminds me, either side of us could have done it. She could have just taken that anger with her all day and never sent me that in-mail note. She could have just publicly said, Heather Monahan's a mean girl. She chose not to do that. She chose to rise up, even though she's in incredibly difficult circumstances right now. Even though she's living in hardship, she's living in challenging times. She chose to be thoughtful and kind and private. And I'm just so grateful for that. I went on to say to her, I appreciate you. I'm proud of you. I'm praying that you are going to have an incredible event with Tony Robbins and have the breakthroughs you're looking for. Have an amazing day. I believe in you. And then she wrote back the sweetest note to me. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. And I love that. Okay, I need to let you know. Quince sent me the super soft fleece zip-up hoodie to try it out. And I want you to know this. This is fact. I loved it so much that I bought the same thing, super soft fleece zip-up hoodie in light blue, navy blue, gray with matching joggers. And I just ordered all the shorts too for spring and summer. This is the softest material I have ever owned. My son came up to me and said, "Mom, you look so pretty." I'm literally in a zip-up hoodie outfit, and my son loved it. It is the softest thing in the world. You will thank me once you order yours. The product is incredible. The fit is incredible. I literally bought it in every color. The best. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/confidence for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/confidence to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/confidence. Thank me later.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
So, again, there's going to be messages we see in life and notes we see in life that can trigger us. We can choose to react in a visceral, angry way to them and let them control us and dictate our behaviors and reactions. Or we can be thoughtful, graceful, give ourselves a minute or two or 4 hours or however long you need to calm down and respond thoughtfully. I'm grateful that she and I had that dialogue, and I'm grateful that it reminds me we never know what somebody else is thinking or where they're coming from, or why they respond the way they do. And I think if we all tried to behave in a calm, kinder way, coming from a place of curiosity, understanding, there would be so much less upset. And seeing what's happening in Israel right now and the horrifying situation out there, there's no place for anger. There's no place for hatred. There's no place for hurting others. We need a world that works to find the kindness and similarities in others, the common ground, the peace. I promise you this. I'm praying for anyone struggling right now. I'm praying for Israel. I'm praying for anyone dealing with lack, upset, hurt, and harm. And I'm praying I can find the next right word, that I can find the understanding in my own life, right? The change has to begin with each one of us. And hopefully we can come from a place of kindness. We can come from a place of understanding. We can come from a place of grace. I'm certainly not nailing it perfectly every day, but I promise you I'm doing a heck of a lot better than I was a couple of years ago. And I bet you are too. Okay, so that was the big message I wanted to talk to you about today that was on my heart. And I just felt it was important to share. If there is any situation in your life where you've been harboring upset or anger, reach out privately today. That's my challenge to you, with kindness, and come from a place of curiosity and understanding and empathy. And who knows where that conversation will take you. I'm grateful that that woman sent me that private note. And I'm grateful I didn't pass it by as a hater and not even read it. So give yourself the grace. Give the other person the grace. Take the time. And if you haven't seen yet, oh my gosh, I don't know if you've seen this yet. I partnered with OneSkin, which is the only skincare line that is scientifically proven to turn back the hands of time. Literally, go to the link in the show notes below. I got you 15% discount. Yes, you're welcome. I didn't get one when I started. And you're going to want to use the 15% discount. You can use it once. The code's confidence. You're going to want to use it on the annual subscription. You can cancel at any time, but I just don't want you to lose the discount. If you only buy 1 month supply, you only get the 15 off that month. So do the annual subscription. It's three products, an eye product, a face product, and a body product. You need all three. They're incredible. This is for men too. Look at the before and afters. I've been on the products now for 6 months. My skin looks so much better. It's a game changer. Look at the research. Go to the link in the show notes. You're going to be blown away by the research. I also had the founder on the show. I interviewed her to learn more about how it works. It's incredible. The science behind this OS1 peptide is game changing. This is something I wish I had known about when I was younger. Actually, it wasn't created until over the last couple of years, but I wish I'd known the day it came out, because slowing the hands of time is a beautiful thing. Remember I mentioned one of the great things about getting older is you become wiser and you're able to manage your emotions better. One of the not so great things is your skin doesn't cooperate. Now mine's starting to. Thank you to OneSkin and the OS1 peptide. Go to the show notes, click the link. Code is confidence for 15% off. And I can't wait to hear how different your skin is in 1 month. And this one, my friends, I know firsthand. Until next week, keep creating your confidence. You know I will be. I decided to change that dynamic. I couldn't be more excited for what you're going to hear. Start learning and growing. Inevitably, something will happen. No one succeeds alone.
You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Come on this journey with me. Hi, I'm here to tell you about a new podcast that I am so excited about, Negotiate Your Best Life, hosted by Rebecca Zung, a part of the Yap Media Network. As a globally renowned narcissist negotiation expert and an attorney recognized by U.S. News as a best lawyer in America, Rebecca shares her invaluable insights and strategies for navigating life's toughest negotiations. By drawing from her own experiences and the wisdom of her high-profile guests, such as Bob Proctor, Mark Victor Hansen, John Gordon, and Rebecca delivers empowering advice that will inspire you to reclaim control of your life. Negotiate Your Best Life is all about how to negotiate your way to greatness. She provides practical guidance on how to break free from toxic relationships, stand up against injustice, and transform chaos into freedom, possibility, and purpose. Many times, the first negotiation you do is with your own in the morning. In the morning is when you wake up, and that's when Negotiate Your Best Life is time for you. It's about to find your way to greatness, conquering obstacles, and creating the life you truly deserve. Get ready to slay, thrive, and unlock your full potential. Don't believe me? I'm going to go ahead and share some of the reviews that are out there so you can hear and you can believe too. You have helped me so much these last few weeks. I was with a narcissist for 2 years. She drove me to the point I wanted to take my own life. Listening to you has made a massive difference, and now I know what I'm with. Thank you, Rebecca. Now the recovery. Thank you for gifting the knowledge to believe in myself again. You have unknowingly helped me legally represent myself through criminal, federal, and civil court proceedings with a narcissist. There would be so many people around the world that you're helping without even knowing, like me. You saved my life, Emma. 35 years old, Australia. If you are ready to stand up against injustice and transform the chaos in your life into freedom, possibility, and purpose, then check out Negotiate Your Best Life now. Subscribe to Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform.